Federal officials have earmarked more than $250 million to address concerns related to PFAS chemical contamination. Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill has more.
The money was set aside as part of a federal spending package approved by Congress earlier this month. Speaking at a press conference Monday, Senator Richard Blumenthal says it's still unclear if Connecticut will get any of that money.
We will be fighting for money to come to Connecticut. The eligibility criteria have not yet been set. They will be. We think Connecticut ought to be eligible for some of this money.
PER and polyfluoroalkyl substances are a class of hazardous chemicals linked to bad health effects, including liver and developmental problems. Two recent accidents at Bradley International Airport, including the crash of a World War II-era B-17 that killed seven people, caused the chemicals to leak into the environment. Blumenthal says the spending package contains no language to add PFAS to a federally recognized list of toxic substances, but it does include $3 million for the EPA to investigate setting a mandated safe water drinking limit for the chemicals. Patrick Scahill, Connecticut Public Radio.